T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy second, third, fourth opening day. Brewers are trying to get their home schedule going for the 2020 season. Will it happen tonight? Tell you about coming up.
Yeah, it's not our fault. It's always the Cardinals' fault. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's the mix.
Yeah, and this is what you need to know on the go. Brought to you by GI Concrete for driveways, patios, and all things concrete. It's GI Concrete. After the weekend series versus the Cardinals was canceled, well, the Brewers will try and get their home opener tonight versus the Chicago White Sox. It's good. It's kind of a rivalry.
Yeah,
it's not the Cubs, but
bit.
Still,
I mean,
it's from Chicago.
It's not like the Cubs, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the battle of the borders.
Sure, sure. The Cardinals are still in quarantine in Milwaukee. And our sources have said they may be at the Pfister. And you know how you can tell it's the Pfister, too, is because some of the Cardinals have posted on Twitter some of their videos they're doing in their hotel rooms. And it kind of looks like the Pfister hotel rooms, if you know what they look like.
I hope the ghosts mess with them. Just saying.
Well, they're golfing. One of them is golfing in the hotel room.
I thought they're supposed
doing
to be
chip
quarantine.
Shots. They are, but they're in the hotel room. Yeah.
More reason why I don't like the Cardinals.
Brewers White Sox first pitch 7:10 p.m. tonight, and they're going to have former players and local celebrities do that first cheer on the video board. Can't have the first pitch, so nobody's going to be out on the field except for the players. And instead of that first pitch, they're going to have this first cheer. They're going to kind of raise a glass and say, "Go Brewers!" And the racing sausages are also going to race from a surprise location.
Ooh,
and they're going to be on the video board.
Yeah, sausage party.
It's a good thing there's a roof at Miller Park. Boy, if you live in central and southern Milwaukee County, you're dealing with a lot of flooding from the storms last night. They kind of hovered over Greenfield, Cudahy, and then south to Oak Creek. So if your travel's taking those areas, be on the lookout. There could still be some high water in some spots.
Yes, don't drive through it. I saw someone make that mistake one time when the flooding happened in
2009?
Oh my gosh, a roundabout. It was over here by the radio station. Car was not moving.
Well, the good thing is you won't have to water your grass for a while if you live in that area. And the U.S. Marshals are auctioning off a collection of hats, shirts, and other merchandise from the infamous Fire Festival. You remember this? The festival
that
didn't happen.
The music festival that never happened.
Well, the feds seized those items from Billy McFarland, the organizer of the fake fest. So all that merch has to be sold, and they're going to do an online auction. Bidding goes through August 13th, and all the proceeds, this is pretty cool, goes to the victims of who wanted to go to the Fire Fest, who the Fire Fest took advantage of.
Okay, that's pretty cool, except these kids were all loaded with mommy and daddy's money going to these concerts. Maybe they should send the money to charity, but I suppose they spent money, they lost money, maybe give them some of that money back.
Mommy and daddy are getting their money back, it looks like, yeah. And that's what you need to know on the go from the mix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.